driftwood by my shores, bleach whiteness all their pores, be written through and through by the worms. The ducks, the geese and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sand and reefs of my shores. Ducks, the geese, and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sands and reeds of my shore.
Willie Dunn, First Nation artist out of Canada with his song Wounded Lake. Before that, Maverick Sabre from Ireland with the song Holy Land off of his Burn the Right Things Down record. And we started that set off with Louis Armstrong, When the Saints Go Marching In. Mardi Gras was just last week. And there's a fantastic Irish novelist, Roddy Doyle, who probably many of you are familiar with. He's had pretty well-known books, The Commitments, The Snapper. Many of them have made into movies. And he had this trilogy called The Last Roundup, and it started off with a Star Called Henry, which is an amazing book, highly recommended, and it follows this character, Henry Smart, who's an IRA volunteer, and he kind of ends up running afoul of his comrades in the IRA and makes his way to America and eventually becomes the manager and partner in crime of Louis Armstrong. And that book's called Oh, Play That Thing by Roddy Doyle. Check it out. It's a great book, very entertaining. And it brings the Irish world into the world of jazz and Louis Armstrong. This is St. Patrick's Day, and I'm going to be talking that Irish stuff all morning long until 11 a.m. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. And this is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for the nicest sounds. New on KAXE weekdays from 9 to 11. I am your host, DJ Dang, and I'm so absolutely excited to be here on St. Paddy's Day. Coming up at 11 a.m. will be the World Cafe. Weather in our listening region today, a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, highs in the 40s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, the clouds continue, lows 20 to 25. And tomorrow, Tuesday, more of the same, mostly cloudy, highs near 40, overnight lows in the 20s. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 30s, breezy north winds. Our KAXE question of the week is, tell us about a time luck was on your side. Text us at 218-326-1234. Coming up April 12th, KAXE KBXE's annual record store day sale is happening at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji. We're accepting gently loved vinyl donations through March 28th at our studios in either Grand Rapids or Bemidji during business hours. Coming up this Saturday evening, our new program After Green Cheese is called After Dark, where we're playing the genres and styles of music not normally heard on our radio station. And this week's host will be Garrett, and he'll be playing punk rock, and it will be amazing because I know he's put a lot of time and thought into building out that playlist. So after 9 this Saturday, stay tuned for some awesome punk rock coming from Garrett. All right, I was going to play this later in the show, but I think I just have to play it now. She passed away a couple years ago. I was in New Zealand, actually, when she passed away, and that made it big news down there. She was a worldwide superstar. You know who I'm talking about. Her name is Sinead O'Connor, and she has this song called I Am Stretched on Your Grave off of the record I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. And this song, to me, combines the best of modern music with beats, and an Irish fiddle comes in about two-thirds of the way through the song and just tears it up. So this is I Am Stretched on Your Grave by Sinead O'Connor.
Sad. up for you.
I speak up for you.
If you gon' fight for me, I'm gon' fight for you.
I'm gon' fight for you.
I know it's all on me,
I know it's all on me.
But still it's up to you.
Say
so what you won't do.
Say what you
won't
do.
Say what you won't do.
Say what you won't do.
If you stand up for me,
I stand up for you.
You speak up for me,
I speak up for you.
If you gon' fight for me,
I'm gon' fight for you.
I know it's all on me, but still it's up to you.
Oh,
so what you won't do,
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 see what you won't do.
See what you won't do.
Check this out, Tito. We gonna teach them how to do it right here. You know, this is a part of the song. We really just want to cut up an act and just interact with the people, you know what I'm saying? Get out with them. So I see this lady right over there. And she big fine friend. She moving to that beat, y'all. So we got to get her. Let's go get her. Come here, baby. Big boys.
Oh yeah, Hot 8 Brass Band out of New Orleans, brand new record. We just heard Fight Song. Before that, the legendary Sinead O'Connor off of her I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got record, I Am Stretched on Your Grave. I get goosebumps every time I hear that song. I do swear. Amazing stuff. Support for KAXE comes from Clockout Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, who are continuing their Sunday Fun Day events each weekend. The third Sunday of the month is Storyteller Sunday, where you're invited to take the stage to share a story based on each month's changing theme. More info at clockoutbrewing.com. And we'd like to thank Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, offering music lessons and art programming for all ages. More at headwatersmusicandarts.org or on Facebook and Instagram. This is Headwaters. You can catch us every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I am your host, DJ Dang. Thanks so much for listening. Coming up in about 15 minutes, I'll be reading off your submissions to things that you, your favorite things about Ireland, whether it's the people, whether it's the culture, whether it's the land. There's a lot there to bite into, and whether you've been there or not, let us know what are some of your favorite things about Ireland. We've already heard from a few people, and coming up in the 10:30 hour to 10:45-ish, I'll be reading off some of those submissions. So don't be shy. Text in your answer, 218-326-1234, and let us know what you love about Ireland. For me, the list is too long, so I'm just going to leave it up to you guys to let us know your thoughts and some of the things you do love about the island of Ireland. Speaking of, we're getting into one of the more iconic folk groups who kind of turned the corner from maybe more staid and respectful style traditional music to a little bit more raucous, gravelly voiced, sitting in the corner in the back of the pub singing songs. And they're an extremely talented group, no longer with us, the Dubliners. And this is a song called Master McGraw, and it might sound like it's about a dog race to you, but listen carefully, because as in most things Irish, there is a double meaning here. So this is Master McGraw by the Dubliners.
This is a song about one of the, probably the only victory we have ever had on English soil.
Thank you.
again the great prizes and the bad of my war, never counting on Ireland and Master McGrath. On the 12th of November, the day of renown, McGrath and his keeper, they left Lurgan town. A gale in the channel, it soon drove them on. On the 13th they landed on England's fair shore. Oh well, when they arrived there in big London's town, those great English sportsmen all gathered around. And one of those gentlemen standing nearby said, "Is that the great dog you call Master McGrath?" Oh well, one of those gentlemen standing around said, "I don't care a damn by an Irish greyhound." And another, he sneered with a scornful ha-ha, "We'll soon humble the pride of your Master McGrath." Lord Lurgan stepped forward and he says, "Gentlemen, if there's any amongst you has money to spend, be a grand English noble, I don't care a straw, hit 5,000 to 1 upon Master McGrath." McGrath, he looked up and he wagged his old tail, informing his lordship, "Sure, I know what you mean. Don't fear noble Brown, no, don't fear him, McGrath. We'll soon tarnish his laurels," said Master McGrath. Oh, well, Rose stood uncovered, that great English pride. Her master and keeper went close by her side. They let them away and the crowd cried hurrah, for the pride of old England and Master McGrath. Oh well, Rose and the master, they both ran along. "I wonder," said Rose, "what took you from your home? You should have stayed there in your Irish domain, and had come to gain laurels on Albion's plain." "Well, I know," said the master, "we've wild heather bugs, but be dead in all Ireland, good men and dogs. Be done, Bell Britannia, give none of your jaw. Stuff that up your nostrils," says Master McGrath. Well, the hare she led on just as swift as the wind. He was sometimes before her and sometimes behind. He jumped on her back and held up his owl paw. "Long live the Republic," says Master McGrath.
comes, turn me off, turn me on. I'm your friend, I'm your girl, I'm your little chaos.
sergeant said, would you like a soldier or your son dead? The scarlet coat, the big cocked hat, and Mrs. McGrath, would you like that? With your 2-5 holding the A2-R-R-R-A. With your 2-5 holding the A2-R-R-R-A. Now Mrs. McGrath lived on the shore, and after 7 years or more, she spied a ship coming to the bay with her son from far away. Oh, Captain dear, where have you been? You've been sailing the Mediterranean. Have you news of my son Ted? Is he living or is he dead? Is he too right for little D.A.? Too right, right, right. Is he too right for little D.A.? Ted without any legs, and in their place he wouldn't pace. She kissed him 12 times and said, my God, Ted, is it you? Now were you drunk or were you blind when you left your 2 fine legs behind? Or was it walking upon the sea that wore your 2 fine legs away? With a 2-5 hold it at the A, 2-5, right, hold it. Now I wasn't drunk and I wasn't blind when I left my 2 fine legs behind. A cannonball on the 5th of May tore my 2 fine legs away. I tell you, boy, the widow cried, your 2 fine legs were your mother's pride. Stumps of a tree won't do it all. Why didn't you run from a cannonball? I do proclaim, live on the blood and the mother's pain. I'd rather have my son as he used to be than the king of America and his whole name. With a 2-5 hold it at the A, 2-5, with a 2-5 hold it at the A, 2-5.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
First heard that version of that song and this record when I was in Belfast in the north of Ireland. That's Bruce Springsteen. The record's called We Shall Overcome, the Pete Seeger Sessions, and that's a tune called, an Irish song called Mrs. McGraw, that's primarily, I believe, about World War One, where a lot of Irish people signed up to fight in that war, mostly out of poverty. They just needed some food and money, and they signed up with the British Army to go fight in World War One and encountered some hellacious conditions, as you would in any war. Bruce Springsteen, Mrs. McGraw. And before that, you too. Beautiful day. I got to see my coworker Andrew DeZingle dancing outside on the sidewalks to that song. So that was well worth playing you too. And then Orla Gartland started that set off with Little Chaos. off of her, Everybody Needs a Hero. She is a Dublin resident, Orla Gartland. And then, sorry, we actually started that set off with the Dubliners, Master McGraw, the great tale of an Irish greyhound beating an English greyhound. And yeah, you can figure out what that's a metaphor for. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters, your source for the nicest music in northern Minnesota every Monday through Wednesday, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. And today at 10:30, instead of asking for song requests, we're looking for stories and ideas or thoughts, I guess, about what do you think about Ireland? What are your some of your favorite things about Ireland? We heard earlier this morning from Kathleen Maloney Hermerding, so many good memories of Ireland and its people. We traveled there decades ago with our then 6-year-old, 3-year-old, and 3-month-old children. That's a story right there. Long story shorter, we misplaced our passports, money, and airline tickets only to have our youth hostel find and secure them. A definite time we felt lucky. One of our sons stepped on my husband's glasses and broke them. Our rental car was manual transmission. I only drive automatics. And we found an optometrist shop 500 feet from our hostel. They then fixed my husband's glasses good as new. And after a mild ribbing, they told us the repair was free. Amazing. Pure luck. Pub food and crack is the best. Our B&B hosts believe 100% in the fairies and trusting the Irish citizens were so trusting. So refreshing. And for those of you that don't know what crack means when you're referencing Ireland, it's a Gaelic word, C-R-A-I-C, and it just means good time, good stories, good laughter. So that, you know, you can say, how was your night last night? And say, oh, it was good crack, meaning you had a really good time and people were up for hanging out. So thanks, Kathleen, for that one. We have a few more submissions. I'll be reading them in between songs as we keep moving on here. And we're going to get back and try this John Francis Flynn song again. This is another World War One era Irish song called My Son Tim.
Oh, my son Tim was a bosun's mate. He could blow the whistle, but he never ran a rate. When the thoughts of his mother came into his head, you couldn't understand one word he said. But you're too right, yeah. Follow-da, whack, follow-diddle, follow-da, do. Up comes Tim without any legs, and in their place he had two wooden pegs. Well, was it walking across the sea for your two fine legs? On the knees away with your two right, yeah. Follow da, whack, follow diddle, follow da, don't. Oh, were you drunk or were you blind when you left your two fine legs behind? Up come I've run, but you were the silly ute. Not to run away from the Frenchmen, shoot with your two right, yeah. Follow da, whack, follow diddle, follow da, don't. I was neither drunk nor neither blind when I left my two fine legs behind. When up came a bloody grey cannonball, took away me sea boots, oil skins and all, with your two right, yeah. Follow da, whack, follow diddle, follow da, don't. From the big cannonball with your two right, yeah. Follow da, whack, follow diddle, follow da, don't. And now I cross the raging main, and Napoleon Bonaparte and the Queen of Spain. And I will make them rue the time that they took away the legs of a child of mine with your two right, yeah. Follow da, whack, follow diddle, follow da, don't. With your two right.
Day sour my salty sweet. I wanna lay down, but I just can't sleep. Cause you're voodoo working. Yes, you're voodoo working. Round, round, same old thing. Heartache, misery, trouble, and pain. And I can't get no. And I can't get no.
Rockabilly artist Imelda May out of Dublin City, another Irish artist. We are celebrating St. Paddy's Day today. This is Headwaters. I'm your host, DJ Dang. And our request line was just, we want to hear stories and thoughts about Ireland, about the people of Ireland, about the land, or any experiences you might have heard there. We got a note from a caller named David. He said he likes the very lively people of Ireland. Indeed, I fully agree with you there, David. And we heard from Mindy Conradi, who talks about a trip to Ireland where she rented a car, steering wheel on the right, stick shift in the left hand. And so if the stick shift is in the left hand, the clutch is on your left foot. Visited a farm where I saw sheep being herded by beautiful sheep herding dogs and saw them being shorn as well. The sheep, not the dogs, and made a large blanket from the wool yarn she bought there. Love the sheep. The people are lovely as well. And that's the second story we've heard from traveling in Ireland and getting a rental car where you have a stick shift. And I also had that experience with extreme jet lag, doubling down on my whole family crammed into a small little car. There were six of us traveling and we piled into a tiny little car. And I was incredibly, just brutally jet lagged, and getting into the car, suddenly realizing the stick shift is in my left hand and the clutch is on my left foot and the brake and the gas, and figuring that all out in the foggy haze of jet lag. Oh man, what a challenge that was. Anyways, thanks so much for those of you that have chimed in about your thoughts to Ireland, your thoughts about the people, about the culture, and I'll be closing out this show with a little bit more myself. And right now we're going to get into a traditional song, but done by a rock band that was quite huge in its day. In the 70s, I would say they had their heyday, but it's Irish rock band Thin Lizzy doing their version of Whiskey in the Jar.
Thank you.
Little known fact, as we get into this next tune, I would say as we get into this next tune, that I would make the argument that the Beatles were an Irish band, and John Lennon is helping me make this case right here.
I wanna hold her. derelict mind. Starts those sheets for the birdhouse jail. All mescaline when the past is stale. Pale, Dublin in the rain is mine. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Slick little boy with a mind of rich. Pulling that thread for the next big fix. This. My childhood was small. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. Well, Dublin in the rain is mine. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stamps those sheets for a birdhouse jail. All mescaline when the past is stale. Pale, Dublin in the rain is mine. A loose ambassador for all that crime. Slick little boy with a mind of rich. Pulling that thread for the next big fix. This. My childhood was small. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small. Oh yeah, 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 my childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. I'm gonna be big.
That is a self-prophetic tune, if there ever was one. Fontaine's DC. The DC stands for Dublin City. Those boys out of Ireland are making it big now. That's off, I think Doggerel was their first record. It's a really, really great record, and that song was called Big. Before that, I think it was the first punk rock song to ever come out of Ireland. The band The Undertones are from Derry, in the six counties in the north of Ireland, and they had the song Teenage Kicks. Before that, John Lennon and Yoko with Luck of the Irish, and Dublin once again, back to Dublin with Thin Lizzy and their version of the traditional song Whiskey in the Jar. KAXE has a mission to build community throughout northern Minnesota. Our loyal audience supports the community organizations that support KAXE. Consider joining us in building community in northern Minnesota. Learn more, email sponsor at kaxe.org. Thank you. We thank Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Silver Lake in Virginia for their support. Their wellness department offers a full array of supplements and body care products to the Iron Range community. Open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and 9 to 7 on weekends. Learn about career opportunities at naturalharvest.coop and on Indeed. Thanks to Kathleen and Dave and Mindy and Dave Murphy for all chiming in about things Irish on this St. Paddy's Day. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts and stories, and you know, for a teeny tiny island to come out with poets like Yeats and playwrights like George Bernard Shaw and authors like Roddy Doyle and Sally Rooney and singers like Sinead O'Connor and well, you know, Oscar Wilde. There's just so many amazing artists from that teeny tiny little island. I'm so proud of where my ancestors come from, and I love it madly. And we're going to close out with a song by the Irish traditional group, probably the most famous one of all, the Chieftains. And this song is called Boil the Breakfast Early, right here on Headwaters. As the Chieftains carry us out with their song, Boil the Breakfast Early, I'd like to thank everyone who chimed in today and thank all of you who listened to my St. Patrick's Day special today on Headwaters. I'm DJ Dang. Really appreciate you listening. We receive support from the Bonner Eye Clinic with locations in Grand Rapids and Hibbing, welcoming Dr. Carlisle to their team, offering lid and cataract surgery, general eye exams, and more. BonnerEyeClinic.com. Let us help you see clearly. Coming up at 1 o'clock, our volunteer on the river host is David John, and tonight from 7 to 10, Kevin Sinnell will be on the river over in Grand Rapids. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.